Good morning. My name is Reverend Randall Massengill. I'm the pastor at Lafayette First United Methodist Church. We are located at 301 South Main Street in Lafayette, Georgia. Our worship services are at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to worship with you. I'm going to read verses 19 through 23. So, Miss Val, I say that so that as you go through the verses, we'll stop at 23, okay? Hear these words of the Lord. When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." Here ends the reading. These are the words of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. May we pray. Come through those shut and locked doors, O Lord, and enable us to face with you that which we may fear, so that we may stand in awe of a great love that will see us through anything else that we may fear. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. It is Easter evening. That is the Gospel of John. It's the first day of the week. The doors of the house are not only closed, but they are locked. Of course, they are locked because of a fear that the disciples have, the fear of the Jews. Now, this isn't the first time that anyone has ever run and hid. You'll recall that that happens in the book of Genesis, doesn't it? Adam and Eve, they ran and hid themselves. Ezekiel is another one who ran and hid. Of course, you and I know that when we run and hide, wherever we hide, that's where God is hiding with us. You can't hide without God hiding with you. You see, if you and I make our bed, we're not the only ones who lay in it. God lays in it with us. That's good news. Oh, brothers and sisters, that's good news. Because sometimes you and I will do something and we will get in a mess. Ooh. And somebody said, "Well, you made your bed, so you'll just have to lay in it." Well, that sounds pretty discouraging. Sounds pretty condemning. It's the truth. Yeah, it is. But we need to remember that whatever bed we may be laying in that we made, we don't lay in it by ourselves. Jesus lays in it with us. Do you know why? So that we can get out of it. So he can pull us up out of it. If he wasn't laying with us, we'd have to get out of it our own. When we can't always do that. We need his help. So these disciples are behind these doors because they are afraid. And then when Jesus comes in, you bet they're afraid. You think they were afraid of the Jews until Jesus came in the door. You think that they were afraid of the Jews. Their fear changed, brothers and sisters, because when Jesus came in, you hear him saying, "Peace be with you." But it says they rejoiced, and Jesus said it again, "Peace be with you." It says they rejoiced, but you know, I'm sort of wondering if they're going to say, "Yay, oh Lord, what's he going to do to us now? Yay, hallelujah, he's up from the grave. Everybody be clapping, be happy, put a smile on your face. Let's hope he don't get vengeance of the Lord upon us. Welcome back, Jesus." You see, because in Roman times, the gods got you back. Greek gods got you back. If you displease the Greek gods, they'd get you. That's why you appease the Greek gods. But you see, the Hebrew God is not that way. The Hebrew God knows what kind of people we are. He knows how we can behave. He knows us better than we know ourselves. And when Jesus says, "Peace be unto you," in that peace is forgiveness, grace, and mercy. I ask you and me today, do you and I have the peace of God? Are we sitting here this morning with the peace of God? And what does that mean, preacher? Well, that means, do you believe that you're forgiven of your sin? Do I believe I'm forgiven of my sin? We hear that in church. The Bible says if you will continually confess your sins, this is John's gospel, if you will continually confess your sins, he will continually cleanse you and me of our sins and erase all unrighteousness. That's a continual thing. John's understanding of sin is unbelief. That's why John's gospel says that you and I are to come to believe. Thomas had to come to believe. The disciples had to come to believe. You and I have to come to believe. I love Ben's children's sermon. I wish you could have been downstairs at 9 o'clock. Sophia Willems, who was down there, got to do that second part where Ben said, here, I'm going to open the bag and you can stick your hand in it and feel it. And then he said, I promise you there's no icky stuff in it. Do you believe me? And Sophia turned and looked at her mama and her daddy. I thought, well, I don't have to preach anymore. Because you see, when you and I don't know what to believe, when you and I have doubts and fears, you and I need to turn and look at our Father. Jesus blew upon them and said to them, receive the Holy Spirit. Brothers and sisters, the Holy Spirit not only comes to be our comfort, but to teach us and to remind us what Jesus taught that his Father taught him. The Father taught Jesus. Jesus taught the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost teaches you and me. There is a consistency to the teaching. The Holy Ghost isn't going to do something that Jesus didn't do because Jesus didn't do anything that the Father didn't do. Jesus says, I do what I see my Father doing. And the Holy Ghost is to teach us and to remind us to do what Jesus taught us to do. And one of the things that Jesus taught us to do is to forgive. To forgive. And oh, how easy that sounds. You and I grew up when our neighborhood best friend would do something against us or would hurt us or whatever, our mama would always say, you better forgive him. You better say you're sorry. Okay, mama. I forgive you. Did he? No. But mama said to, so I said it. Say you're sorry. I'm sorry. Are you? No, but mama said to. Well, Jesus says to forgive, but he means to mean it. Because you see, when we forgive sin, it has one effect, and when we only say it, it has another. You and I know when someone has forgiven us and when they haven't. We know when we hear lip service, and we know when we hear the heart. Brothers and sisters, I hope when you hear the good news that our sins are forgiven, you don't hear lip service. You've experienced it from your heart. It's not something you can put in words. I remember someone who saw a ballet dancer perform her dance. And someone came up to her at the end of her dance and said, "What did that mean?" And you know what she said? I think this is priceless. She said, if I could have said it, I wouldn't have danced it. If I could have said it, I wouldn't have danced it. Brothers and sisters, if God could have said it, he wouldn't have had to do it. But his love is expressed in a word, which is Jesus. It's not a word made out of letters. It's a word that came to us in the flesh. It's a person, a capital W, not a small W. Today, brothers and sisters, God sends us out into the world and we have to find out where that place is. This book was written so that you and I might find life in His name and have that everlasting life. I pray today that you and I are sitting in this place with a peace that passes all understanding. That you and I have a sense of assurance that whatever happens to you and me this day or in this week, that you and I and those we love will be okay. May we pray. It is our desire, O Lord, to wrap our arms around you after we feel you wrapping them around us, knowing that you have received us and accepted us. We pray that that is going to happen today, O Lord, as we sit in this place. If we have not called upon your name to save us, we pray that we would pray that prayer. For it is not the prayer that saves us, but the God who has called us to pray that prayer, who is the one who will do what he says he will do. So, Father, forgive us of our sins. Enable us to be your children. We ask it in the name who enables us to sing our closing hymn, God, our help in ages past. Amen. Now, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.